Pennsylvania. The Senate Republican leader reported on Russia's creeping expansionism.
His interventions and manipulations of so-called frozen conflicts in Georgia and Crimea and Transnistria only emboldened him. He must be stopped.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Kentucky's Mitch McConnell said Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine has potential implications far beyond Eastern Europe. He praised the bravery, skill, and unity of Ukrainian fighters. McConnell said the U.S. must continue doing everything possible to help Ukraine prevail in the war with Russia. New COVID cases are on the rise over much of the U.S.
About 100,000 infections of cases a day. And we know that the number of infections is actually substantially higher than that.
White House COVID coordinator Ashish Jha described it as a lot during a news briefing. He blamed new virus subvariants for the increase. Dr. Jha urged Americans to take full advantage of free rapid tests. He argued that the best way to stop the spread of COVID is with masking, testing, and full vaccinations, including booster shots. Gas prices are surpassing $4 in every state for the first time ever. That's according to AAA. The last three states with average gas prices below the $4 mark crossed the line Tuesday. Higher prices are largely being blamed on the soaring cost of crude oil, which currently sits near $110 a barrel. The highest gas prices in the country are in California, where prices have topped $6 per gallon. A spike in demand during Memorial Day weekend will likely cause more pain at the pump. Be listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Need a break from the sound bites and the talking heads? Do you want information you can actually use? Information that'll change your life for the better? Then listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will show you how to retire in 2 to 5 years. Your age doesn't matter. Turn off the pundits and turn on the passive income. Tune in to the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon, right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Wednesday. Well, we'll see mostly rain today. High temperatures around 58, 59 degrees. We'll also have a little bit of wind starting around 5 to 10 miles per hour, increasing to 25, gusting up to 40 in selected areas by this afternoon. So be aware of that. Tonight, clouds, rain, and the wind will hang around. Low temperatures back down to about 43. For Thursday, more clouds and rain expected, but the sun will arrive later on Thursday afternoon. High temperatures around 59. Partly cloudy skies for Thursday night. Lows down to about 44. For Friday and for Saturday, more sunshine expected. All right. Highs in the mid-60s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love this. I get to talk to Brett. I am really in the process of, I haven't even asked him this, but I am in the process of forming a panel. And he has been, here's what I want to tell you about Brett Bevel for a minute. You've heard him on the show. You've seen him. You've heard his personal story. What you should know about is the depth and breadth by which he is passionate and committed to helping us change our minds and our hearts around racism. Those of us that understand this, how do we know it? Maybe we are not people of color, but maybe we're part of the LGBT community. Maybe we're in relationship or married to someone that has experienced this. Maybe because of that, you have experienced this. Maybe today's show is for you because here's what we're going to talk about. What can reason tell us about racism? Look, science has been in the forefront. studies have been done, but neuroscience in particular will point to things, and he is going to take us on a ride today because he has written the most incredible book, Healing Racism Within. And more than that, he is teaching and he is getting the message out. But pay attention to this, because science can pinpoint this thousands of years back. Brett, this is amazing topic, because we don't put it together. We don't put science and racism together, do we?
Not usually. Not usually. I had an interesting conversation about 2 weeks ago with two neuroscientists who are going to be teaching at Omega Institute, Dr. Alex Korb and Dr. Lisa Miller. And it was a side conversation through email, and I brought up the topic of racism and talking about the brain, and they both then started sending me different articles and different studies that had been published in the world of neuroscience around this whole issue, and I found it really fascinating. I'm actually just going to read the title of one of the studies that came out in 2012. It's called Their Pain is Not Our Pain, Brain and Autonomic Correlates of Empathic Resonance with the Pain of the Same or Different Race of Individuals. So there's actually studies going on that show that the way we think often is that, you know, if they show an image of somebody in pain and they're mapping our brain at the same time, we'll resonate with somebody if they look the same as us, right? If they look like they're the same color as us. And yet if it's somebody who's experiencing pain who is a different color than us, different parts of the brain are not lighting up. So it's just showing that we really internalize this unfortunate thing called racism at the cellular level in our brains. And I think there are ways that we can certainly change that through meditation, through gratitude practices, through energy work, and through really, you know, bringing attention, shining light on the issue and doing the inner work to change how we think.
Yeah, and let's just do a recap for a minute on some of the things we've previously talked about. I don't know of any incident that I've had in my life that I can put in the category of racism, misogyny, whatever you want to call it, any of those categories, gay bashing, hate crimes, right? Because I've gone through. I don't know that there's any that I can pinpoint and say, oh, Brett, I was not traumatized by that. Because there is the science of trauma now. And let's talk about this. There are multiple kinds. There's the I just got beat within an inch of my life trauma. And then there's the other one. There's the more passive aggressive. I can't walk down the street. If I lift my head up, somebody may hit me. This is inside of me every day. There's a science that's working on me, my self-esteem, telling me I'm not good enough. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, even just the most recent horrific crime that happened in Buffalo.
Oh, gosh.
What if I'm an African-American person or a person of color of whatever race, you know, do I have to be afraid just to go to the grocery store now? You know what I mean? It's just, and to think from that perspective, what is it like for those people of color, whether they're living in Buffalo or in other communities around the country, to have to be thinking about that when you're just going to buy, you know, some vegetables for cooking at home. I mean, it's ridiculous that we live in a society where this is the reality. And I mean, it wants to get me started on the whole other topic of, you know, replacement theory and all the BS that some media outlets are putting out there. But you know, I don't want to digress. But
we're going to do another show, because one of the things I'm really acutely aware of for the moment is a question that somebody asked me the other day. It's the other day, but actually it was like 2 weeks ago, sorry. But then they came back to me again with the latest initiative and information that's going on, right? Everything from Elon Musk's announcement this morning to the Supreme Court. And they say, Pat, what do you do? What are you going to do? Like, what are you doing? Like, we're not seeing you do anything. And so I looked at that and I said, well, Brett writes a book. He's out here every day. He's teaching it. And I am doing something, but not enough. I have a network. I have Brett on the network. We're going to be expanding this. We're going to have an entire diversity channel. And yet, she came back and said to me, Brett, what else are you going to do? I'm going to have to talk to you. But you see, it is a time of action, but it's also a time of understanding. Help us understand the neuroscience of this and how insidious this can be.
Yeah, so again, it's just, it's literally baked into the fabric of who we are. Whether you consider yourself to be somebody who's like openly progressive and very liberal-minded about things, it's still baked into the fabric of our society. It's baked into our cellular consciousness. And that's where we need to start looking and start changing things if we really want to start to change society as a whole. Do we need to go out and vote? Yes. Do we need to make sure that the right people are running our programs and our government and all that? Yes. But we also, even in spite of that, we also still need to be doing the internal work, whether it's meditation or gratitude work or art therapy, whatever it takes for us to go inside and literally change that formula that exists inside of all of us. I would say it's just part of our society. It's part of the water that we drink. You know, that energy of racism is in every little interaction that we are part of. And so we have to, first of all, just acknowledge it and become aware of it. And then once we are aware of it, then start doing the inner work. But yes, we always have to be doing the outer work too, voting, protesting, bringing our voices out to the town square in whatever way we can.
We understand science when it's explained to us, Brett. We have a sense of it. But can we talk about some of the studies that you've discovered? This is so important. I've done these myself, right, in my social science program. Mm-hmm. But there are studies of neuroscience, and they say something about a couple things. Racial empathy and what my mentor called racial action in support based on empathy. But let's take the first. Let's just talk about racial empathy. Does it even exist? Help me here.
Yeah, so I think it can exist. It's just that we are often, you know, we're often taught to just really associate with our tribe. Who is our tribe, right? It's kind of deeply wired in that sort of primitive part of the brain that we want to survive, right? And so who looks like us, that's who we automatically think of as our tribe. And it's really about realizing we are no longer in that place of survival. We're no longer cave people, you know, wondering if the tiger is going to attack us. We don't, that reality isn't true anymore for us. So we can let go of that reality and can now expand our circle of who do we consider to be part of our tribe, to now embrace the wider spectrum of humanity. And when we can do that, when we can really kind of open that up in our consciousness, not just in our consciousness, but literally in the cells of our body with how we think about other people, then that's when these changes will start to occur, both internally as well as externally. I have to mention that I recently met with a group of these 10 women in Louisville, Kentucky. It was a virtual meeting, and they're doing a constant study of my book, Human Racism Within, and just hearing them talk about the way the book has impacted their lives and the things that they're seeing about patterns in their own lives, the way it's helping them be more vocal in speaking about issues of race in Louisville, which is, you know, a place where there has been definitely some racial issues in the past year or two. So I think there's just so much work that we can do here to really bring light onto this deeper issue that's part of all of us.
And I want to really talk about this because I think we have to take it 30 seconds. And, Benny, we're going to skip the break because there's really a lot to talk about, Brett. I want to just take a moment because a lot of times when we talk about racism, we go to racism and when we talk about racism and dynamics between men and women or gender, let's call it, let's just say gender. We often think about color and white. That is not the spectrum of this. You know, it's fascinating to me because I just recently shared that I found out that Grandpa was born in Brazil, changed his name, changed the last letter on his name, made it a vowel, made himself Italian, right? It's like his name was not that. And he made the S an A. I just found this out. Thank you, Ancestry, and right? And I was talking to some people, and one of them said to me, I don't think Brazilian is Latina. So there's another layer of this within the realms of race, isn't there?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, again, I think it goes back to that tribal sense of who we are, and there can be so many ways to identify who is our tribe or who is not part of our tribe. There can be so much of that us versus them mentality that can come out in all kinds of ways, whether it's around, you know, gender or race or variations of color, even people who are of the same race and experiencing discrimination because some are darker skinned than others within that same race. I mean, that's a very, very real issue as well. So it's all those variations. I think if we can just begin to expand that sense of who we are, considering to be part of our tribe, and to let the fear go. You know, there's so much fear mongering too these days, especially in the media. And I think it just only fuels the flames of these triggers that many people have, and it's like pouring gasoline on a fire.
Oh my God, it is. You know, look, studies, shootings, and I want to get back to science. I remember, it was really interesting, my first dynamic of understanding a little bit about the way I looked when I was younger. My sister was going to school for beauty school. She didn't know what she was doing. And she decided she was going to do my hair. So she does my hair. Long story short, it's orange. Every place I went, it was assumed that I was either Puerto Rican, right? Because people would start talking to me in Spanish. That's how I knew that, just by that, right? And so when do we get to the neuroscience of different but not less than?
You know, it's interesting because, like I said, I was having this conversation. It was email conversation with Dr. Lisa Miller and Dr. Alex Korb, and I was bringing that very issue up. Like, you know, yes, we've got certain scientific studies that can show us that racism is real and that how it exists in the brain. And you know, my question is like, what's that next step? How do we start to then, you know, use neuroscience to change the brain to really rewire that racist mindset so that it is no longer in a place of hatred and us versus them, but it's more in a place of holism and compassion. Mm-hmm. And one thing that Dr. Lisa Miller was talking about was how, you know, it's kind of that spectrum of between oneness and wholeness and difference. And often we go to one or the other. Often we're either like, oh, it's all one, or we're totally focused on the difference. And she's like, no, it's really both. Mm-hmm. We have to be in that place where we can see both that everything is one and we are all interconnected and all connected to the divine. And at the same time, there are differences. And how can we live in that place of both acknowledging those differences and appreciating those differences and at the same time realizing we are also still one. We are also still interconnected.
I love that we're talking about this because, first of all, the title of your book is Healing Racism Within. Can we just take a moment and update people on, one, how they can get a copy of the book in case they want to start a book club themselves to study the book, and then also give us an update on some of the events you're doing and to get the word out here.
Sure. So the book, you can get it on, you know, any bookseller, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Also, I'm always a big fan of supporting your local bookstore. If they don't have it right now, you could go in and just ask them to order it for you. It's readily available wherever books are sold, really. So, again, the title is Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide. And for my events, the next public event that I'm doing is at Omega Institute the weekend of July 1st through 3rd, a first and second degree Reiki training which includes not only traditional Reiki training, but I also weave in what I call psychic Reiki, which I see as being kind of the next step in the evolution of Reiki. It's a very wonderful place to learn if you've never been to Omega, so I hope some people will come check it out there. You can also find out about just me and my events at brettbevell.com. That's BrettBevell.com.
Let's talk about what if we had, what would change, Brett, from where you sit? Because you are the person that teaches this, that you work one-on-one, you help people. But I would like to know, when we take a look at the science of this and we take a look at racial empathy of this, I was recently looking at a study that looked at racial and group bias, empathy for people that are in pain, and the fact that when you look at racial in group bias and people, individuals in pain, it's also characterized by neural responses, right? And those responses are perceived pain for the same relative to other race individuals. So what happens is we share in the pain, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to educate people? But we're beyond education, I think, Brett, and your book says it. We now have to learn how to heal it. I mean, what if schools had your book? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's I wish more schools had my book.
Yeah.
I know I almost feel that group of women in Louisville, that's like a school of its own. I mean, they're not officially a school, but the work that they do, is I was very touched by it when talking to them. And I really think that it's about developing these practices. And again, I've often said it, I've said it on your show a number of times, if there's nothing else people can do to make a daily practice of what I call multicultural gratitude, where you're making a list of, 15 to 20 things every day that you appreciate that are about people who are of a different color or who speak a different language than you, and you really just, again, that what that does, it may sound very simple or even not that important, but what that does, if you start to do that on a regular basis, it starts to rewire your brain, because as you're expressing gratitude for that person who might seem like the other or that culture that might seem different than yours, you're actually creating a kind of a neural pathway between you and appreciating people who are different than you. And as you start to do that, then that opens up that realm to be more empathic,
mm-hmm.
more empathizing when somebody who looks different than you is having to be in a place of fear because other people that look like them are getting shot when they go to the grocery store or when they're being pulled over at a traffic light stop. So when you're doing those simple practices, it literally starts to rewire your brain. There's other things that people can do too, whether it's Tonglen meditation or energy healing.
Right.
I always come back to the one practice that everybody can do is multiracial gratitude.
The gap that I see, I'd like you to jump in. The gap that I see, I'm starting to see more voices. And what do I mean by more voices? I was talking to somebody the other day, Brett, and I said, the silence is deafening. And they say, what are you talking about? There's stuff all over social media. I said, yeah, that's the silence. Because when you look at social media, having somebody tweet something is a dilution. And I said, what I think we just saw last weekend, and we're going to see more of, is what happens when people show up in a place and express how they feel about something. When you're looking in somebody's eyes, not some little Twitter or Facebook feed, and you're looking at them and you're seeing the passion and the purpose, doesn't that also help do rewiring for those people that think they're alone?
Yeah, I mean, I going back to this group of women in Louisville, when I heard them share their stories and how they were connecting not to just the things that I mentioned in my book, but connecting to each other around those various topics, and even talking about their own stories, often related to abuse and relating to the patterns of that abuse to the larger patterns of racism that exist in society, which I also talk about in my book. And there's so much healing that can happen when we do that, when we come together as a group, when we come together in community, face-to-face, not just on social media or through places like Twitter and Facebook. But when we have groups of people that meet together, that's where their deepest healing can happen.
Brett, I know we've talked about quite a bit, but there are a few things that perhaps I wanted to get your opinion in the couple minutes we have left. I want to know what's at the top of your radar. You know, when you wake up and you start to enter the world and you say, wow, this is on my mind and I wish I could do blank with it.
Yeah. I mean, for me, in my own personal work, I think it's going to be more focusing. I think I haven't started to do it, but I think I need to write a book about my story. Because when I was talking to these women in Louisville, I said, what are the two most things that you found to be most important for the book? And the first thing I mentioned was your story. And so I think I need to do a book that's just about my story, whether it will be a fictionalized version or autobiography, I don't know. But I think I need to do that. And the other thing they mentioned was referring to white privilege as white cowardice, because they thought that was very liberating, that it really named it for what it was. And so when I wake up each day, I really think that's where my contribution can be to the greater good, is to push those things a little bit more out into the consciousness of our society. And hopefully, other people will start to gather with their stories and their wisdom, and we can change this. I do believe that racism is not something that has to be part of our human experience. I think we can evolve beyond it, but it takes work and it takes effort.
It does take effort. It does take work. And at the flip side of that, there's also this level of fulfillment to know that you are in a position to do that. And I'm so thrilled that you are thinking about writing a book to share your story, because we are now connecting more than ever with stories, aren't we?
Yeah. I mean, I think stories are often the true healers. you can read a book about somebody who what they went through and get that empathetic wisdom from the book. Healing doesn't have to always come by going to a therapist or a Reiki healer or a doctor. There's other ways to find healing, and I think stories is one of our original ways to find healing. So, stories are very powerful, and I'm really thinking deeper about telling mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm telling you, you are telling your story. You're showing up and you're showing out, and you're enabling us to really fully understand that we can do it too. Brett, how do we get a copy of your book? How do we find out about you? And what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
Yeah, so I'll start with, again, you can get my book on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble or any place where books are available, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide. You can find out more about me at brettbevel.com. I would love, if anybody wants to learn Reiki, come learn it with me at Omega Institute the weekend of July 1st through 3rd. It's a beautiful place to learn energy healing, a beautiful campus there. And my last message, I guess, would be just, if there's nothing else you can do, express gratitude, not just for yourself, not just for people who look like you, but widen that circle out to people who speak a language different than you, or who are maybe a different color than you, or who maybe just don't want to be.
In that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling, is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
What? Welcome to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling. Do you believe you are capable of choosing your future? Sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you, for you to believe in yourself. If you find yourself continuing to say, someday I will take better care of myself, only to continue living the same day over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are in the right place. I am your biggest cheerleader, inspiring you to become you, on purpose and with intention. Are you ready to create a life you love? I'm excited to share with you some big ideas that you can use today to inspire, impact, and influence your life and everyone in it. The Becoming You Show starts. Happy Friday, friends. How are you? How was your week? We made it to another Friday, and whether or not you feel like it was a great week or not, you still have this day. What would you choose to do with it? You still have this opportunity to get inspired and to shift and to choose how you want to show up, to refocus and to reset. It's always a choice. Today, I'm super excited to talk to you about the secret to success. And I don't think it's what you think. Not because you're lazy. It's not because of your circumstances. It's not because of how you were raised. It's not because of your IQ. It's not because of your appearance or your popularity. It's not because of the city you live in. It's not because of whether or not you're landlocked. It's because of your feelings, okay? And I talk about feelings a lot on the podcast and in the work I do because they were once so foreign to me. They so often eluded me. I got so good at being fine that I think I truly believed that I was. Now, some of you might be thinking, what's wrong with being fine, Leah? And to that, I have two things to say. If you are truly fine, then I have no problem with that, right? If you are truly fine, then you will also feel truly not fine. If you haven't noticed or haven't allowed for the opposition of your fine, then your fine isn't fine. Secondly, an inauthentic fine does not allow you to show up genuinely, honestly, and vulnerably. And all three are required for true connection with not only yourself, but with the world. I know this because this was my life. My fine was not fine. My fine disconnected me from having any real and meaningful relationships. I wore my fine proudly because if I wasn't fine, then I would have to admit that I was anything but. I would have to admit that I was weak, that something was wrong with me, that I wasn't worthy or lovable, that I wasn't enough. And that, my friends, would confirm the story I was trying so desperately to run from. Fine meant that I didn't need help or support. Fine meant that I had my life together. Fine meant that I had figured life out. Fine meant that I didn't have to be vulnerable. Fine allowed me to pretend that I was something that I wasn't. Fine allowed me to bypass this emotional undercurrent and walk out my house like nothing was wrong. I still catch myself sometimes double-checking my fine to ensure its authenticity. So I want you to ask yourself, what are you feeling? And if you're feeling great, good, outstanding. But if you're not feeling so good, what is that about? What is the feeling? Can you name it? Is it worry? Is it frustration? Is it depressed? Is it guilt? Is it resentment? Is it bored? Friends, feelings are not soft and fluffy. Feelings are also not a gender thing. Right? They are a human thing. They are everything. Feelings are the currency for us to live the biggest life ever. And I'm going to try to sell you on that today in this podcast because I wish I would have known that avoiding my feelings and finding them away for decades was costly. It prevented me from having true and real relationships. I would have had to feel vulnerable for that. It prevented me from going after my dreams. I would have had to feel disappointed. It prevented me from knowing who I was. I would have had to feel frustrated. It prevented me from sitting still If I was moving, I wasn't feeling. It prevented me from setting boundaries and being honest. It's hard to be honest when I'm people-pleasing and pretending that I want to do something that I don't. That might mean that people might not like me and that I would have to feel rejected and abandoned. It stole my integrity. It prohibited my alignment, and it deterred my growth. I would say that's pretty costly. I truly believe that if you can master the two things that I'm going to share with you today, you will create more goodness, more love, more abundance, more success, and become a different version of you and more powerful than you ever thought possible. So first thing, we have to understand what is true and not true about feelings. And second thing, we have to be willing and able to feel feelings. These are the two things that I'm promising you that if you master, you'll have all the goodness and you will reach and maximize the fullest potential of who it is that you are. So let's dive into the first one, understanding what is true and not true about feelings. Here's what's true. Feelings are the fuel for everything we do. Feelings are the fuel for everything we don't do. They are the reason we are successful and the reason we're not successful. The secret to success is feelings. Think about it. Success is determined by how well we obey ourselves. Meaning, do we do what we say we're going to do? The reason we don't obey ourselves is because we don't want to feel. Every single excuse we make in this life is because of the emotion. Want to stop making excuses? Start feeling. Everything we do or don't do is either to feel a certain way or to not feel a certain way. If I live my life avoiding hard, avoiding bored, avoiding disappointment, avoiding tired, avoiding failure, avoiding true connection, my life will no doubt suck. What else is true is emotions are created by our thinking. They are vibrations in the body. That's it. So why is it that we try so hard to avoid them? Is it because we don't want to waste time on feeling a feeling? Is it that we don't want to feel, really feel the pain? Is it that we don't want to suffer? Is it that we don't want to admit that we don't always have it together? Is it our overall story about feeling in general? When you think about feelings, what's your feeling story? When you were growing up, were feelings allowed? Were they permitted? Were they celebrated? Or were they dismissed, deflected, and diffused? Do you think feelings are for the weak? Do you think feelings make you imperfect? Do you think feelings confirm your fears that something has gone wrong, that maybe you are wrong? We distract ourselves with food and social media and shopping and the quote-unquote doing to not feel. And what's interesting is that so much of the time, distractions take more time. And I know for sure they create their own suffering and pain. Friends, the absolute worst thing ever is to have a negative emotion. And when you realize that negative emotions aren't even all that bad, you can actually begin to step into this greatness of your life. In order to reinvent your life, in order to become new versions of us, we have to break the habit of being us, which means we have to be willing to be uncomfortable, discontent, disappointed. I promise you this is true. How you feel on the daily determines your personality. It's how other people perceive you, right? She's a happy-go-lucky person. She's a negative Nelly. Feelings are oftentimes how we characterize other people, right? It's, oh, man, you're going to love her. She's always so happy. She's always got the best attitude. Or, oh, man, he's super chill, super easygoing. Your I am statements are qualified by the emotional expression of who it is that we are being. I'm impatient. I'm kind. I'm an avoider. I'm a procrastinator. All of these identities create your reality. And as Joe Dispenza says, your personality creates your personal reality. So then your ability then to allow and understand feelings, your I am statements, makes you either more or less successful at anything you have the desire to do. Here's what feelings are not. Feelings are not facts. They are not an expression of what is true. Rather, an invitation to explore the perception of what you think is real. Feelings are not dictators, meaning they are not for you to use or deflect on someone else. Rather, an indicator that there is something for you to explore, heal from, and grow. I didn't realize that my shame was for me to explore and heal. And so instead, I blamed everyone else, right, on how they were not enough for me, on how they didn't support me, on how they didn't care about me. When I healed my shame, it was me that was not enough for me. It was me that didn't support me, and it was me that didn't care about me. Feelings are also in the present. There are no such thing as past and future feelings. There's not. There's just feelings in the now moment created by sentences in our brain. Okay? So that's feeling. The second thing I want you to master is actually how to feel feelings. When I say we want to give meaning to our situations, right, so that we can find something not only that we believe, but that allows us to feel better, it doesn't mean that to feel happy all the time. Right? There are things in your life that you're not going to want to feel happy about. But most times, we can identify a better emotion, one that makes us move through an experience better versus stuck in an experience bitter. I also want you to feel in control of your feelings, not so fearful of them, and able and willing to feel them. And I think one of the best ways to control your feelings is to realize that you are a feeling being, that you're supposed to feel feelings, that nothing is wrong with you when you do. It doesn't make you weak or pathetic or incapable. It makes you human. You take control of them by owning the responsibility for them, not projecting them onto other people, and feeling them knowing that they are just vibrations in the body created by your thoughts. My hope is that in knowing this, that if we are the creators of them, they also become less scary. It is part of our physiology, part of our humanness. And when you know that this is not only part of your humanness, that it's actually required to live the most amazing life possible. I want to share with you why. First, when you don't understand that we are supposed to feel, we double down on the feeling. We worry that we're worried. We get mad that we're mad. We get frustrated that we are frustrated. And instead of just feeling that feeling, we judge it. We put an immense amount of shame around it. And when we judge it, that emotion escalates. Let me give you an example. When you are overwhelmed, that you are overwhelmed, we create anxiety for ourselves. Did you know that you could just do a little overwhelm? You could. But when we judge it and when we get mad at it, we create a hefty dose of anxiety for ourselves. Do you see how we're compounding it with this? Second, when we resist it and we don't want to feel it, we limit the possibility of our life. Let me give you another example. If I'm scared of being disappointed, I risk the opportunity to be fulfilled. We have to take risks sometimes to pursue our goals and our dreams and our desires. And if we have a zero disappointment tolerance, our destiny will be defined by the randomness of our comfortability. Think about what you haven't done, the dreams that you haven't put into motion for fear of disappointment, right? We should do a little disappointment, right? If that's the worst thing that we have to feel, we can all feel it. If we fear rejection, we miss out on genuine connection. True connections require vulnerability. It requires us to stop pretending. It requires us to stop people-pleasing and start being real. If we never let our true selves be known, if we keep our guard or our wall up, this was my fine fit. When we do that so that no one can truly reject us because they don't even genuinely know us. And yes, that might mean that people don't like you, but consider they didn't like you anyway. They liked a pretend version of you. I would much rather be me and have the people like me for me than not be me and have people like a pretend version of me. I'm not for everyone. And when I try to live for everyone, I actually end up living for no one. Here's another one. When we fear failure and make it mean all sorts of heavy things, we miss out on success. When we are not willing to be uncomfortable, we lose out on integrity and authenticity. This is similar to that rejection and connection notion. Sometimes we know we are people-pleasing and pretending. We even know that it is not serving us, but we are so uncomfortable saying what's actually true. We don't want to upset anyone, so we upset ourselves. We are so afraid that they might get mad at us, so instead, we get mad at ourselves. When it's really uncomfortable to say what's true, we forgo our integrity, our authenticity, and attempt to manage someone else's feelings. So many times I see us giving our emotional well-being over to people that are hardly able and capable of handling their own. Authenticity is your word to yourself. It is saying that you matter, that you are important, that the full expression of you is what is required. You wouldn't dare say to your kids or your best friend, hey, you know what I think? If you were just a little different, if you could just pretend to be somebody else, that would make people happy. So just do that. But how often do we do that to ourselves? I see it far too often. See how not allowing or getting good at negative emotion creates challenges for us? It either compounds it and it causes us to show up in a way that we don't want, or it creates results in a way that we don't want. It is perfectly safe to feel any emotion when you know that that they are created by you and that they are not what's true about your world. And if they are true emotions, i.e. being attacked by a bear or being held hostage at gunpoint, then we should be afraid. We want to be afraid. We want the brain to produce a surge of adrenaline to kick in. But that is rarely the case. Most of our emotions that we feel are just part of being human. So here's the truth. There is opposition in all things, including feelings. And with this concept of emotion, our life is much more beautiful. It is necessary. I think our emotions allow us to grow, connect, and step into the highest version of ourselves. We think we want comfort and ease, but there's no growth there. We think we want predictability, but there are no possibilities there. So I hope I was able to sell you, or at least kind of create some awareness that emotions might matter. They might even more than matter. They might be the reason for every single result in your life. So if this is true, then what are the emotions that you operate from on the daily? What is your normal? Our bodies fight to rebalance and get to homeostasis, i.e. normal. So it's really important to know what it is. Have you ever gone on vacation or had some other really amazing experience, an experience that was incredibly exciting? And did you notice that when you came back home, you found yourself a little down, a little sad, that is because your body, your physiology needs to get you back to baseline. When you were on vacation, you were way up here. If this is your normal, your physiology brings you all the way back down here to normalize you here at homeostasis. So if you were to choose the emotions that make up your normal, what would they be? Maybe confident, maybe grateful, maybe committed, maybe curious, maybe compassionate, content, joyful. What would it be? You get to choose. Did you know that you could just generate whatever emotions that you wanted? I want to challenge you to look at your normal. What emotions are you operating from? Some of us operate from a couple of positives, a couple of negative ones. What are the negative ones that you're operating from? I know before I started doing this work, I felt frustration every single day. And I've done so much work. And it's not to say that I don't feel it sometimes. I do, but it's not my normal. I knew frustration was not the emotion that I wanted to fuel my life. Frustration and annoyance is second nature to me. I constantly noticed how everyone was doing it wrong, how they were just not very smart, or how they should ask me how to do it right, or my kids are doing it wrong, or the people that I encountered are just misinformed, right? And then I would get frustrated and irritated and annoyed and super judgmental that they should be doing it differently. And why is it that they don't see it the way I see it? This wasn't working for me in my life. I get tired of being so frustrated with everyone and my kids and myself. And I just finally said, enough is enough. And I shifted to curiosity. And that is so much better, my friend, than judgment. Curiosity solves for judgment. Curiosity gets me out of judging why she thinks that way to wondering why she does. Instead of judging what they believe, curiosity asks, I wonder why they believe that. Curiosity allows me to be compassionate in the experience instead of frustrated. Instead of getting mad when my kids swear, I wonder why they like that word so much. Curiosity allows me to hold them accountable without getting angry. It looks like this. Why is it that you love to say, fill in explicit word, so much? Well, since you love it so much, you can write that word 100 times. It's not fail-proof, but almost. They dislike writing. When I get curious with everyone else, guess who else I get curious with? Myself. I wonder why I stayed up too late. I wonder why I overate. I wonder why I'm not following through. I wonder what I'm needing. Curiosity is an emotion that you can generate on purpose. Whenever I judge less, I always feel better. Curiosity connects us and me to humanity. It's one of my very favorite emotions. You know what other emotion I love? Gratitude. And I'm sure you're sick and tired about hearing how important a gratitude practice is. And I'm sorry, I'm going to tell you again, it's not just trendy or popular. It is the single most important research practice to reorient and rewire your brain to hope. Your brain is already on the lookout for what's going wrong, looking for a problem to solve. Gratitude looks for what's right, what's good, and what we appreciate. There are several ways that you can practice gratitude. One, through journaling. I like to write 5 things that I'm grateful for every day in my planner. And if nothing comes, I just start with A and then run through the alphabet. It doesn't have to be huge things. It can be little things. A reoccurring gratitude for me are mechanical pencils. I love them, and I'm so thankful for them because I always have a sharp pencil, and that's really all I write with. I do have my fair share of highlighters and markers, but nothing beats write a good mechanical pencil. So that's what I'm grateful for. My other gratitude practice is really, really simple. I call it my 2-minute morning, and while I'm brushing my teeth, I have a little conversation with me. I ask myself how I am and how I want to be and how I'm thankful for why it's going to be a good day and maybe why it wasn't a good day. Gratitude feels normal for me, but it didn't always. It didn't until I started intentionally generating this emotion for myself. Another emotion that I love and that I chose on purpose was commitment. I wanted to make commitment part of my normal because it is such a useful emotion. Commitment is a no matter what emotion. It is a I am going to do what I say emotion. Commitment is a self-respect emotion. Commitment is I do what I say I'm going to do. And I don't say it if I'm not going to do it. I really try to treat myself like I do everyone else. I'm far from perfect at it, but I try. I wouldn't tell you that I'm going to meet you for coffee on Saturday and not show up. And yet we do that to ourselves all the time. I'm going to start working out on Monday, and then Monday comes and we change our mind. I'm going to start going to bed earlier. I'm going to cut out sugars. No more Diet Coke. Think about the success that you would have if you learned to obey yourself. Commitment is obeying yourself. It's honoring your word. Those are my favorite three emotions. Now, this doesn't mean that I don't experience negative emotion. Of course I do. This is just my homeostasis. This is where I live. So I want you to tell yourself the truth. What are the top three emotions that you operate from, and where and what do you want them to be? What if this month you worked on replacing a negative emotion, one with like compassion or commitment or curiosity or contentment? I promise you practicing this single skill, feeling and generating emotions, is the key to your success, right? Friends, knowing what feelings are and knowing how to feel them and generate them is the key to living an amazing life, a life that is rich in experience, rich in opposition, rich in connection and fulfillment. Our success is dependent upon it. If you like this episode, would you do me a huge, huge favor? Would you share it with some of your favorite people and ask them to do the same? This movement requires our movement. This movement to become more of who it is that we are by being more. I truly believe that together, you and me, we can become more and inspire others to do the same. We can change the world one mindset at a time, starting with ourselves. If you want to take what you're learning on this podcast to the next level, I want you to check out our Becoming group. I would love to have you in there. You can check us out at www.leahrowling.com/becoming. This community needs more people like you dedicated to their personal growth and their personal development. If you have questions with anything that you have learned here, want help with something going on in your life, you can also pop on a free coaching call. Just head over to my website, grab a spot, and I can't wait to visit with you about this. Thanks for being with me here. Have an amazing weekend, everyone, and I will see you next Friday at 11 Central. See you soon.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
Hey, good Wednesday to you. Ben Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. Over on I-5 at northbound at Lakeview Boulevard around milepost 167, a recent collision partially blocking the right-hand of the lane. Also on Highway 99 northbound near Manor Way around milepost 52, another collision partially blocking most of the lanes in that area. Good thing, no state patrol, and looks like and the Homer County Sheriff. That's on Highway 99 and the Manor Way collision. Everyone on the scene to take care of those incidences. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time it's Sacred Magic with Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, two doctors bringing the mystical and sacred for healing.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Target is a big loser today on Wall Street. It's contributing to the broader market sell-off after an earnings report that came in well below expert predictions. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down by more than 950 points, and the Nasdaq has lost more than 3.5%, while the S&P 500 isn't faring much better. A bill providing more money for Ukraine to fight off the Russian invasion is expected to receive a vote tomorrow in the Senate. That's according to Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who again criticized Kentucky Republican Rand Paul for holding up passage of the roughly $40 billion measure. The Department of Homeland Security is warning about threats from extremists on both sides of the abortion issue after the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court leak. An internal DHS memo told law enforcement partners to be prepared for threats that include burning down the U.S. Supreme Court and murdering justices, members of Congress, and lawful demonstrators. There have already been recent protests against Supreme Court justices following the leak of a draft opinion which signaled the Roe v. Wade abortion decision would be overturned. Despite dealing with a major outbreak of COVID, North Korean saber rattling is not letting up. Having launched numerous missile tests ahead of last week's inauguration of South Korea's new president, it now looks to unsettle a visit by President Biden. Dave Yin reports.
Excited satellite imagery of a site near the North Korean capital of Pyongyang appearing to show signs of an imminent launch. Biden will meet with South Korea's new president, Yoon Suk-yeol, on Thursday, then travel to Japan on Sunday, where he will meet with the leaders of Japan, Australia, and India. The visit comes amid a spate of missile tests conducted by the North in recent months, even as it struggles to deal with an explosive outbreak of COVID-19 that has sickened millions.
Former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick is planning to publish a new memoir targeted at young adults. In a press release with a publisher, they announced the upcoming memoir, Colin Kaepernick, Change the Game. Kaepernick says he hopes the graphic novel encourages readers to nurture their own evolution and to trust their power, in a phrase, to change the game. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Take a moment and rate your lifestyle on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is a life that's nothing like the life you were promised after getting good grades, a college degree, and a good job in corporate America. 10 is the life of your dreams. If you answered anything less than a 10, tune into the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del, self-made millionaire and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, will show you how to live the life of your dreams and pay for it with passive income.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon, right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather. Outlook for Wednesday, well, we'll see mostly rain today. High temperatures around 58, 59 degrees. We'll also have a little bit of wind starting around 5 to 10 miles per hour, increasing to 25, gusting up to 40 in selected areas by this afternoon. So be aware of that. Tonight, clouds, rain, and the wind will hang around. Low temperatures back down to about 43. For Thursday, more clouds and rain expected, but the sun will arrive later on Thursday afternoon. High temperatures around 59. Partly cloudy skies for Thursday night. Lows down to about 44. For Friday and for Saturday, more sunshine expected. All right. Highs in the mid-60s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sacred Magic Show. Bring in the mystical and the sacred for healing. With my good friend, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and myself, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In this live call-in show, you will witness the shifting of energies that bring about your transformation beyond your wildest dreams. Feel the answers to your most important questions flow into your heart as it opens to a new world of possibility. Together, Dr. Georgia, coming from the heavenly and angelic realms, and myself, Dr. Sharon, coming in from the deep realms of the earth, create an unstoppable powerhouse of sacred magic that has the power to enliven, activate, shift, transmute, and transform the challenges ever present in your life. You are now entering the hub for love and acceptance. The Sacred Magic Show starts now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled that I get to be part of this amazing fabulous new show. Sacred Magic, is a show that both Dr. Georgia Herrera, Dr. Sharon Martin, they came together, and in response to all of you, what they said is we need to do a show that is a live call-in show that we can literally bring callers on, see what's going on, do some readings, do some healing, share some messages. And this show, effective today, starts that way. So if you think about it, like many of you have seen Doc Martin on The Psychic and the Doc, if you think about a show that brings two amazing people together, all in service of all of you, I want to say to you, this is a live call-in show, but also Jacob is going to be looking over at Facebook, and he will get your comments and questions. We are opening up the phones immediately. Benny will put you on hold. Get your questions ready, 1-800-930-2819. Today, this is about sacred magic. The shift starts now. But for these two women, that shift has failed. Oh, was that like a little thing play on words? You're going to hear about who Dr. Georgia Herrera is, and also Dr. Sharon Martin. I'm going to turn it over to them because we need to get some storytelling going on. Ladies, let's roll.
Thank you.
All right.
We're rolling.
I like that. That shift has failed. You get it? Did you get that little joke? Betty, I'm at it again.
I love this because George and I have been working together for over a year now, and her capacities in tapping in, her channeling, her intuition are so phenomenal that she helps me bring out my skills with connection to earth spirits, magic. And Georgia, how did we come up with this show? Like, what did we think we would do well together?
I mean, really, it was the day after we were connecting to some of the highest ascended masters. And the next day it was, let's do this show. Let's make this happen. Our hearts are just busting open. We have to put this information out. When we connect to these ascended masters, life is so much fun and magical and easier. I wanted to share it with everyone, Sharon.
And that's the thing, too, is when we take what seem to be earthly challenges and they seem insurmountable, but if we can tap into the higher vibration, the powers of the earth, the higher beings, Master Jesus, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, and all the other angelic realm, we can open up a portal to unbelievable power. And when you do, all your, should I stay in this job that wears me down? I'm not feeling like I'm trusted or respected in my relationship. I struggle with certain something of my health. Well, George and I are going to put our skills together and take all the ways we know how to tap in and grab our helpers who are way bigger than us and ask them to step in for anybody who calls in.
Yeah.
And then watch the ship sail.
It's so fun I can ever think of. This of anything that I want to do, this is it right here. Bringing love to other people.
Yeah. I love that we're announcing this right out of the gate, and we're telling people to tell people, because this is a live call-in show, and what that means is both of you have signed up in order to be of service of others. And, outside of the practices that you already have, where you work with people either one-on-one or you work with them longer, this is a way to hit people where they are in the moment, and whatever has been going on, they can come on and they can spend some time with you and minimally get pointed in the right direction, but mostly get your insight. I want to ask you each this question about this for sure. And that is, as we think about this and what really has enabled you and empowered you to come and say yes, talk about these energies, because it's one thing to talk about calling to the show, but there is an activation that's happening here. There's a transmutation here. But there's also energies that each of you will bring in. I would love to hear from each of you what those energies are for you. What? Did you just wake up one day? Sharon, you want to go?
Mine's been a bit of a long journey, and I don't know how many of the people listening can say childhood was hard. Teenager life was hard. We all have a story. Mine was alcoholic, bipolar mother, verbally angry all the time father. And I never felt safe in the world, and I never felt like I could just relax. I was always looking for the next bad thing to happen until I started training in shamanism. And shamanism, in its bigger picture, opened me up to the unseen world. It opened me up to the forces of nature, and I began to feel the energy of spirit. And then I started training with other people when it wasn't just animistic spirits like shamanism. It became higher beings like the ascended masters and Jesus and Mary. And when you tap into that and when you start to feel them, your life changes and your fear goes away and your trust gets bigger and you just have more ease. So after a long journey, I'm in a wonderful place. And here I am with my good friend, Georgia, who is amazing. Georgia, tell us how you got to be so amazing. Like, how did you train? And you probably were born with half of the stuff you already know.
I wish I could meet more people and that's what they say. How are you so amazing? That's what I want everybody to, when they gather, how they can greet each other. How are you so amazing? So I was born very internal, very quiet. I got overstimulated very easily with noises and smells, activity, and I had a crazy wild household full of action at all times. So I was just freaked out all the time. Luckily, I did have a very loving family, even though it was drama, drama, drama. But my motto is, if there's love, everything else is okay. And then once I started going out into the world, I started getting into more and more drama myself and victimized. And then the victim got really trapped in me. And I started going deeper, deeper into my God path. I did have an awesome connection with God my entire life in ways that was not taught in the church. Because a lot of church teachings was about being afraid of God. And I could feel the love inside. And then I started learning more and more how to have God in my heart, how to have the ascended masters in my heart, and how to have a relationship with them. And like you, Dr. Sharon, when things were rough, that's where I went. I went to them for wisdom, for guidance. And the blessed are the needy is what I say, because my cup wasn't full, so I needed that love. And that made me develop relationship out of neediness. So I am very strong believer in having internal spiritual best friends that are much smarter than us. And when people would talk to me, I would ask Mother Mary, what is that person saying? Because my filter was broken, because I was broken. But over time, step by step, she replenished me. She helped my brain see things differently. I was getting the care network spinal analysis. My nervous system was opening and love rushing through me. And my life became magical, magical. Can't pay a bill? Let's make magic happen. I want to make more money? Let's make magic happen. I want to find love? Let's make magic happen. This person hurt my feelings? Let's let magic happen. And that's how I live my life, where everything is exciting now and always growing.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that you both are sharing that because, you know, a lot of times that there are stories that happen. And what I mean by stories that happen, it's as if one day we show up and here we are, right? And, you know, what I love about this is that we all get to share this. It took me about 15 years, maybe 14, before I started to share really private information because the listeners started to ask me more and more. And what I realized is that what you just shared is an opening for people that know that they may be different, but also have tagged on, I'm different and I'm less than. And that's what this show is to really eradicate. It's to really eradicate that last part, that less than part. Now, we have Kathy on the phone here. Kathy, we're going to get to you in a minute. We're going to take a very short break, Benny, if we could. And then when we come back, Kathy, we're going to bring you on. We're going to let each of you know how to find out more about both Doc Martin and Dr. Georgia. When we come back, Kathy, don't go anywhere. Get ready. All of you, 1-800-930-2819. And it doesn't matter what's on your mind. It doesn't matter what's on your mind. It could be any number of things. Maybe the traffic. Maybe the elections yesterday. Maybe you got a pain. Maybe you have the pain in your arm. I woke up with a pain in my left arm today. It doesn't matter. It's gone now. But whatever it is, maybe it's a relationship. Maybe you're like, do I stay or do I go? Give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. And most importantly, this right here. You want to learn how to manifest these two women? Yeah. That shift is sailing. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce,
and me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com and LeonDyer.com.
Welcome back. This is actually the debut of a fabulous show, and we are taking callers. Kathy, we're going to get to you in a minute. Karina, we will get to you right after that. So please be patient, everyone. Please get ready to at least tell us what's on your mind, what you need help with. Before we do that, people are asking me how they find out about each of you. So let's make sure they have information, please.
Okay, so my website is drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. The phone number's on there, a contact page, how to email me. My website's pretty cool. Pat created it with my help, and it's gorgeous, so go there anyway. Georgia?
My website is great. My husband created it. I have my phone number on there where you can text me, but I'm also really big in social media. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook, things like that. And you'll find it from my website, sacredmotherhealing.com.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Now, we're going to get rolling here, and Sharon's going to do a little explanation. So, Benny, let's go to the phones.
Kathy, are you with us?
Hey, Kathy, are you there?
You're live on the air with us, darling.
Hey. All right. Go ahead, Doc Martin.
Hi, Kathy. Okay.
Hi.
Where are you calling
from? Can I tell you something? I'm calling from Kent. Can I tell you? I just happened to have to leave my house and run a few errands, and this is my go-to radio station every time I can listen to it, and I just happened to hear the beginning of the show, and I'm like, oh my God, I have to call in because I really need this at the moment. And I heard,
Tell me why you need it.
Well, my mom, I was a full-time caregiver for my mother for 20 years, and the beginning, early February, she passed away. Now I'm having to kind of start a whole new life plan, and so I've been going to school, certified nursing training, and I'm about halfway done with that. And you know, I'm just kind of wanting some help on if I'm heading in the right direction. Should I be doing this,
Georgia?
I have one word that's coming up over and over and over and over and over: the word beauty.
Well, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, the word beauty keeps coming up over and over. Why would that be coming up?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. By any chance, are you beautiful?
My mother always told me I was.
In your mother's eyes, you are beautiful. But and by any chance, do you love social media and Pinterest and stuff like that? That's beautiful.
Oh, did you say Pinterest?
Yeah. Do you like, let me try to help. Do you like, are you drawn to social media or are you drawn to images on the internet that represent beauty? So the question is, are you drawn to beauty? And the reason that I want to ask you the question is there are some people that are visual. I'm a visual person, right? And so for me, you could tell me 500 words, right? And I am putting them in picture form. So the question is, one, are you drawn to beauty? And do you take the time to surround yourself with beauty? And beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. What's beautiful for me certainly may not be beautiful for you. But is beauty important to you?
You know what? Most definitely. I love beauty, like in nature and all things around that realm, beauty, and yeah, love it. Yes.
And is this the reason you're conflicted with your job choice?
Not so much. It's like, is this what it, well, I'm finding out what actually certified nurse is, and I'm kind of like torn now. I'm thinking I should go and do more training and get more advanced in that field somehow because, you know, I'm 60 years old now, so I don't know if I want to, like, you know, totally do something different.
Okay. So I have a, may I chime in? So, Kathy, before the show, I kind of go into my intuitive space and I really connect with stones, and there's a few that were very prevalent for today. And the stone that's coming up for you is a stone called kyanite. And kyanite is this steel blue silver stone, and it represents the bridge to spirit. And when I listen to you, I think about all those years and the time and the space and just the daily action that you took for your mother and how there must be feeling an empty spot when you had all of that and now you're scrambling to fill it and you're scrambling to fill yourself with that same purpose and duty you had every day. And I'm being reminded by kyanite that, first of all, this is an inner bridges stone. It's the bridge to spirit, but it doesn't occur instant. It's okay that it takes time. And the other thing that came, that jumped right as we were beginning the show, is my hawk feather. And usually this means that we've got to sweep away, and some of that can be concern, insecurity. And I find myself energetically sweeping your field. My message to you is not to worry, to let spirit in, that the space that feels empty and you're scrambling to fill is the one that's left behind because you spent so many years having it filled with your mother. But things will come when you download the messages from spirit. And I also saw you with your nursing doing healing touch, using your hands a lot when you did your nursing. So I'm mostly, my message to you is, be patient with yourself, reassure yourself, and just let those inner bridges open because the energies of worry and everything have been swept away.
How does that sound, Kathy?
That sounds wonderful because that's another reason why I called in, is because I need to know how to find that connection, what you were just talking about.
And I think, because I still keep getting that word, beauty, over and over and over with you. And when Doc Martin mentioned putting your hands on people and that healing, I saw colors running through your hands. And by doing that and loving people might be a way you find that beauty in your job and in your service, by letting the colors run through you. And I feel that could be a motivator to help you take care of you and help you receive, because we have to take care of ourselves in order to give to others so we're not empty. But I think this would be motivator.
Mm-hmm. And the colors, Kathy, the colors are energies. They are frequencies of light, mm-hmm. and they are spirit. Mm-hmm. Even though you might not see Jesus mm-hmm. standing there in a robe or an angel come in, just feeling when you touch someone and your heart energy goes out and that colors that appear when you touch them, that is connecting to spirit. So mm-hmm. you have the ability already to connect,
yeah.
and you don't have to rush and get another course or worry that mm-hmm. you're not connected, because you are.
Yeah, you have a huge heart. It's huge. And mm-hmm. you have what you need already to get started.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And you know, when you were saying that, I kind of felt tingly.
Oh, I like tingles.
In my body.
Uh-huh. And I think that you are sensitive enough to feel this. So if you wanted to take a healing touch class to go along with your nursing, that would really amplify your nursing. And trust me, medicine needs a little more of that. So you're on the right track. It just felt perhaps a little empty and perhaps a little uncertain, but we're here to tell you it's not, and you're doing great.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And, Kathy, look, don't forget, you know, we're living in a beautiful place now. Things are popping out here, right? You know, I think the sun just came out, and, you know, I was really shocked a little bit why I woke up one day and there were these little flowers on the plants and the tulips had popped up. You know, so remember to take a moment to take all that in. Is that good for you? And then I want to say something else. Ongoingly, this is a bigger topic. This is a career-type topic. I would encourage you to reach out to Doc Martin and Dr. Georgia, because whenever we get these career ideas, these inspirations, you're probably going to want more information. Remember, this is a short call-in. They're doing their best to pass this on. But if this happens to come back to you, we'll make sure that when we come back from break, we'll give out their information. How's that sound, Kathy?
That sounds great. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You bet.
Wonderful talking to you.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, Karina will be right there. We're going to take a short break, Benny, and when we come back, more and more and more and more and more, and I love the sacred magic more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All right.
To the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and Dr. Sharon Martin, and the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle. Yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgia LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs.
Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Hi, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist with Drina Lathan.
We want to invite you to join us on the Coach Martez and with Drina Lathan show, where we discuss understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspective.
Relationships are the currency to life, and so many couples find themselves broke in their relationships. We want you to join us for a lively discussion and practical tips and insights on how to turn things around and gain the merit for life mindset.
Wow, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to Sacred Magic. I am Dr. Pat, and I am going to be sitting in for several of these shows, but your co-hosts today are Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin. Two doctors being in the mystical, right, bring in the mystical and the sacred for healing. That's this show. It is Sacred Magic. Today's show, we're talking about the shift starts now. Before we go to the phones, what I would love for each of you to do is we've gotten a couple of requests, and folks would want to know, how do I contact each Dr. Sharon Martin and Dr. Georgia? So would you please give out some information here for folks?
Georgia?
For me, go to my website, sacredmotherhealing.com. And from there, there's my phone number and my social media. And I have an office in Roswell, Georgia. And then I do sessions on the phone. So you can message me by text. And that phone number is on there on the website. But I can also give it to you right now. It's 678-707-1193.
Awesome. Dr. Martin?
My website is drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. The phone number is 833-940-1882. But on the website, you'll find the phone number. You'll find my email. Both George and I would love to help you in any way we can. Sessions can be done remotely. See, I live in South Central Pennsylvania. Georgia lives northwest of Atlanta, northeast, somewhere up there. But that doesn't matter because we can do stuff phone-wise. It's energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know that little butterfly flaps its wings and around the world something else happens? Well, we're butterflies, aren't we, Georgia?
Yes. And sometimes I prefer not seeing the person, so I'm really tapped into their energy instead of the way their face moves. I get a deeper feeling.
But anyway, we're here because this is the hub of sacred magic. And what we mean by that is we pool our connections to angel realm, to earth, to shamanic energies, to channeling, to pull them together to come up. And this is just a quick tidbit for you, but it does change the energy. It does start the shift. Mm-hmm. So, Pat, are we ready to hear from Karina?
Yeah. What I'd like to do is, Benny, let's go over to the phones. We've got another one of our fabulous, fabulous listeners on the line. Hey, welcome to the show, Karina.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, how can we help you today?
I wanted to get an energy reading.
Energy reading. All right, you've come to the right place. Sharon, Dr. Martin, Dr. Georgia.
Well, what I'm feeling is your soul is thirsty and ready, honey. I mean, like, your soul's like, bring it. So let's do this. Let's just do it. Energy healing. Do you want that?
Sure.
Okay. So put your
let me just throw in. And my first take was Karina was thirsty. She was hungry. spiritually hungry. And before, we're going to bring this in when you channel in the healing, Georgia, fluorite. Beautiful green with stripes of purple. To me, that's heart connected to ascended masters. This stone came to me right before the show. Karina, it's for you. Fluorite. Georgia, let's put our energy together and bring in some nourishment for Karina.
I mean, Karina, honey, open up, because there is a flood of love that wants to come through to you, and that fluorite is going to do that. So I'm just visualizing you in the center of a fluorite color, and just open your body, put your hands on your heart, and breathe that vibration in. Your body really responds to shapes and colors. Really open that up. The angels want to get through to you, but you have no idea how to let it get there. But it is so powerful all around you. I'm dying to get in. So I'm very excited for you. But, honey, this is going to be a detoxing. So I would like for you later to get a deeper session with me. So Pat will give you the information later, because this is going to be intense. You're going to need some support. And as I'm talking, it's happening. Sharon and I are just, it's like superwoman times two, vibration, opening up those doors for love to just come blasting through you. Not even a flashlight, honey. I'm talking floodlight.
Floodlight. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'm gonna put my little bit of caution here. Karina, we're opening you up, but we also don't want your human body to be overwhelmed by the power of this flood. We are human after all. So I am putting a cautionary, instead of just pouring the flood on you, I'm helping funnel it so your body can handle it. You may have some detox kinds of emotions and feelings and things, but this is time in your life now to really open to these downloads. So, Georgia, with my little bit of holding it a little bit cautious, just a touch of caution.
And there's something about her body, Karina, that you've been praying for this. And, I mean, and it's happening as we're talking. So keep staying in the vibration as we're talking. And you want to open your field to this and let it go in. Sharon's going to help manage it. But it's time to let this love in where you've been afraid and by yourself. There's a lot of by yourself vibration. It's time for you to be loved. It's time. And your beings and the world, your human beings, new human or new, like changing the relationship, and your spiritual beings are like, they're crying. They love you so much. It's time for you to receive.
Karina, how do you feel about that?
I feel really great, and I totally resonate with everything that was said. I really, really do. I've been feeling that for a while now. The last time I called, I got a really interesting reading, and that's why I called again today to see where that was at, that reading. But yes, what you said, I've been feeling that for a long time. And the last time I called was actually last month, and it really surprised me, the reading, because it actually threw me off, because I believe Georgia said that I was being attacked by people that have passed away, that perhaps knew me. Or my relatives, and that really kind of threw me off, because I was feeling just what you said, you know, the love. I was feeling all that, But then last month, I was feeling that. And then I kind of got thrown in this whole thing that I was being attacked by spirit.
Let me just throw out here how to reconcile that. Last time we both felt forces around you that weren't helpful to you. And a lot of caution and a lot of really, really discern where you connect, because not everything in the spirit world is of a benevolent nature. And today, we don't feel that. Today, what we feel is this hunger and this thirst for the download of spirit. So you've done a good job discerning and separating. And now when this download comes pouring in, your job is going to be to feel it, let it do its work, stay connected to your heart and your higher self. Stay discerning. Stay discerning, because there is a bunch of not so good stuff out there. But you're very different in the energy around you today than last month. So good job on the work you did. Mm-hmm.
Really,
yeah,
good.
Thank
job.
You. I did.
Karina, and I didn't even know when you called in that you were the same caller from before. And we have not stopped praying. You have stayed with us, and you have done the work. I mean, trophy for you, Mama. Good job.
Thank Karina, you. I actually have done some work.
Yeah.
I've done some work as in telling whatever it is to stay away and being very firm on
good.
The energy that
good.
I want and what I don't want. So I did end up doing that, because it really caught me off guard. I was feeling a lot of love, and then for that to come in, I was like, oh, whoa. And then so I just had to be firm and say, you know what?
Well, sorry if you got scared, and we never mean to scare you, but you needed the caution, and you took it and you ran with it, and you really, really did a good job with discernment and choice.
Mm-hmm.
And separating out what's true and real in the love vibe, and you did a good job.
You were brave. You were very brave. You could have crumbled, because we were very hard on you. But you stepped up to the plate. You stepped up and took charge of your soul, your life, and your destiny. Good job, Mama.
Yeah. Hey, Karina, let me just say something to you real quick. A lot of times what happens is we think in singularity, right? And the singularity that we think in is if I'm this or feeling this, I cannot have this simultaneously going on. And one of the things we know is that you can. You can have multiple energies. You can be in a place of love. Right. And, you know, to be honest with you, when I'm in a place of love, that is when I am open enough that I can hear the cautions. Because when I'm not, and I'm so embedded in fear, and I'm so embedded in doubt, I can't see the caution. I can't see it. It's like, don't walk across the street now, because I'm already afraid. So I'm not really hearing it. So you're a sponge. And, you know, now you've got this to work with. Thank you for calling in. Before we go any further in the show, can we let folks know how they can work with each of you?
So my website, drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. Email me. You can see a bunch of the things that that I offer, but nothing is so set in stone. The client and I work together and come up with a plan, and I energetically intuit what's needed, and then we take it from there. Could be fairy energy, could be angels, could be the elements, water, fire, could be a lot. How about you, Georgia?
So for me, it's either in person doing network spinal analysis, chiropractic in Roswell, Georgia, and you can find my information at sacredmotherhealing.com, and my
phone number's on there. You can text me or send an email. Texting is the fastest. And I do online work as well as in person. But regardless, we bring in the vibration of love and shine that light on what needs to be shown up and have big breakthroughs.
Yeah.
From relationship healing to body healing, nutrition, the whole thing.
So, you know, one thing that I just want to point out to the listeners, and Karina is off now, but here is somebody who we gave, you know, a person calls, they don't want to hear anything that isn't butterflies and flowers. But we both got a worry, and we shared it in order to be honest and to be ethical. And she went and she ran with it, and she worked it. And the person that is before us today is 180 degrees. All of that darkness that was kind of trying to tap in isn't there. And her, so our job is to give you a hint of how to change, push the energy to move you over. And then you notice she went off on her own for, she didn't need us. You guys don't always need us. We are here to give you a hint, push the energy, start the waterfall, and stuff happens.
Yeah.
Shift has sailed.
Yeah.
So, but we also can keep going in deeper work personally. And that's how you find us on our websites and get in touch with us.
Yeah. And then don't forget, what's the episode of today's show? Sacred Magic. The shift starts now, right? So that really, it did. I want to talk for a minute, couple of minutes we have left. I mean, we're going to be doing additional shows. I would like to ask each of you, as folks are listening to this, what are you most excited about? What is your vision for how the show moves forward, if each of you could share that?
Georgia?
You know, I just love giving people a jump start in life. I mean, that is just so much fun for me. And the more people I get to do that with, the better. And I feel like this is another way to do that and open people to a new way of love and acceptance exactly where they are.
And even though we might only take two callers in an episode, and you might think, oh, that doesn't pertain to me, the truth is it does. All of the energetics we talk about are valuable for everybody who listens. And what I love is to be that translator for the energies of spirit, the powerful, powerful energies, to come in and connect with our human selves, your human selves, and make a transformation that you thought was not possible. But that's the magic. And when we do it in the sacred space, under the vibration of love and acceptance, and we call in the big cheeses, bigger than me, way bigger than me, and they tap into you and shift something in you, that magic, I could live every day in that energy of that magic.
Uh-huh.
It gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
So that's what I love about this show.
Yeah. And each show will have a separate episode, and you'll cover different topics as you move forward, yeah?
Yep. And the topics are sometimes directed by the caller, but we'll probably choose topics as we go. But regardless, each listener, even though you're not the caller, the stuff, the energy we're moving during the episode is there for you as well.
Yeah. That's actually what I found in over the years. And so often I will get emails back, and what will happen for me is somebody will say, I didn't call in, but I didn't need to. What you all said to Karina and Kathy, that was like you're talking to me. How often have we heard that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the power of the sacred energies that we call in, we're just getting a trickle, a laser beam of light, but that is floodlighting the whole world. And when we we are making the hub. We are setting up the vortex for the big cheeses to do their work.
Now, I know each of you work with people one-on-one and, you know, in the spirit of sacred magic, but also in the spirit of what each of you do independently, maximum medicine as well. And so as we move forward, these episodes will contain pieces of your work, stories, you know, that demonstrate what you're doing outside of the show to help people, because that really is the bigger vision and backdrop too, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, every single day it's what I do, every day.
Well, I want to ask each of you this last question. Again, let people know how they can find out more about you. But what is your personal message? What do you want to leave people with today?
So you guys probably know I'm a physician. I'm still working as a physician in that crazy world. But I've seen so many times where if a patient doesn't have a connection to the bigger parts of him or herself and the sacred, the possibilities don't broaden. And as soon as they tap into what's bigger, things can change. So my message is we can be so much more, and we can do that when we connect to the sacred, hence sacred magic, and hence my focus on maximum medicine.
Thank you, Dr. Sharon. I love it. And I mean, that sounds amazing. But I would, for my message is be right where you are with your fears, your worries, your weirdness, whatever you have, and shine the higher vibrations on those places. So you can have wisdom, you can have support, and you don't have to do it by yourself. And when you release the shame that hides deep inside of us and hides us from even seeing ourselves and hides the love from shining on us, you will open up places and healing and happiness and joy that you didn't even know was possible. So we are used to the same neurologic patterns over and over and over, the same addiction that we've had since we were born. And when you get body work or spiritual work or somebody that really understands the human mind to help you and guide you, it is healing on steroids. It is fast. It is quick. And it is wonderful.
Yeah. Again, thank you both. Please make sure you give your contact information out. And, wow, we look forward to doing this again. Doc Martin, you should mention your YouTube channel and the fact that we are now sharing the blessing, the beautiful blessing that you've done for the Ukraine.
So the YouTube channel is Dr. Sharon Martin Maximum Medicine, and there's a meditation and prayer for the Ukraine and for everything else that's just plain wrong in the world.
Yeah. Again. And again, what is your social media, Dr. Georgia, if you could?
Find me at sacredmotherhealing.com. You'll find my phone number to text me and my Instagram and my Facebook there and YouTube, actually.
Thank you for listening to the Sacred Magic Podcast, bringing in the mystical and sacred with myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera, and my friend, Dr. Sharon Martin. Airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Come back and continue to witness myself, Dr. Georgia, and Dr. Sharon as we shift energy to bring about transformation beyond your wildest dreams. Tap into the magic and sacred nature of angels, plants, colors, stones, and many other energetic vibrations for powerful shifts and healing on transformationtalkradio.com.